Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, do you know where your surname comes from? A new series starting on TG Cahir follows seven people tracing the history of their name. It's called Sliinte and it starts this Sunday at 8:30. Breed Shoga is series producer. Breed, good afternoon to you.
Hello, Sean. How are you?
Not too bad. So, like, it's a seven-parter. Did you choose the names first and then the people, or what way did you go about that?
I choose the names first. And I choose the names based on, so seven names based on the fact that they bring you back to different locations around the country.
Mm.
So I suppose if you think about, we have MacGarrett, which is Fitzgerald. We have O'Brien, which is O'Brien. O'Neill, O'Neill. O'Cahon, Keane. Dupuyer, Power. O'Lynchig, Lynch. And O'Gallagher, Gallagher. They all take you to different parts of the country. So I suppose in my head, when I'm putting a series like this together, I'm visual. So I have to think about, my audience needs to see. We can't be back in the same field in Galway for every surname, if you know what I mean.
As convenient as that would be, yes.
As lovely as that would be for me, because that's where I'm located. So this takes us all around the country. That's where I begin, really. And any surname actually has a story. They all have great stories. So.
Yeah, so
that's how I begin as a producer, I guess. It's logical for me, and I know that's, my audience needs to see different parts of the country and different castles, different sites.
Yes.
So that's where I begin.
Yeah. And when you're tracing back the names, there are written records up to a certain point, and then I assume you're starting to look at headstones and that kind of thing. Is there a point past which there's scant written evidence for you to kind of trace it back even further?
It's a great question, really, because we start off, each guest starts off with a genealogist, you know, and they have the usual, the family tree at the beginning, the birth certs, the census, 1901, 1911, the newspaper articles, church records, if they exist, graveyards, yes. And then we really only ever get as far as, I mean, I'm looking at one of the extracts from the census of 1851, you know, and I'm seeing census 1821, there will be names released about from that soon. So that's as far. So let's just say back to the beginning of the 1800s is as far as you will have a piece of paper in front of you that is showing you evidence of who you are. And after that, we jump into the history. So this is the great unknown, but it's not, because it's all documented. It's all been written about in manuscripts. It's all been studied by wonderful historians, you know. So what we do is we take each person back to a historical site, if you like, that belongs to their surname.
Mm. And the surnames themselves, you know, have they, you know, from what they were originally, how they were originally pronounced or spelled, have a lot of them changed dramatically over the centuries?
Well, the ones that we have in this series, I'm looking at MacGarrett, you know what that's in English, is Fitzgerald, O'Brien, O'Neill, they sound the same, O'Cahon, O'Kane, Dupuyer, they came in, that's an Anglo-Norman name, they came in, it's a French name, Dupuyer, if you listen to it, it's now Power, it's not that different, you know, so they've evolved over time as they became anglicised. Say the Lynch surname is interesting, because that actually is tribes of Galway, the Lynches. It's an Anglo-Norman name, came in the 12th century. But as we were doing that programme, the actor Pádraic Lynch went on the journey, and we thought he was his family claimed they were of Galway origin. And as we were making that programme, our genealogist discovered a document in the Royal Irish Academy, and there's five or six of them left. And what they do is they list surnames from like the 6th century. Imagine that old. And it turns out the surname O'Lynchy as Goelga is actually from Cork.
Huh.
So O'Lynchy as Goelga and Lynch, which is De Lynch from Austria, which is the Galway name. They're two completely different tribes. And none of us knew that when we started out. So when you think your surname is Lynch, you could be the Galway Lynch, you could be the Cork Lynch, and there's also a branch up in the north, and neither three are related. Of course, when I start out the series, I didn't know any of this, and it turns out that there's just way more work to going back in history than I realized at the beginning, you know. So they're a lot of them sound the same. The lovely thing about them is they actually have meaning. And especially, I was saying earlier, if you understand the Gaeilge, say Ó Gallagher is Gal is a stranger, Cower is to help. So the Gallaghers would have helped the stranger, if you like.
Yeah.
The Ó Linchig, it comes from lung, from the ship. So they were mariners. So the Irish names actually tell you something about the tribe.
That's so interesting, isn't
which
it?
Which is really interesting. And the other thing that I loved when we were doing the O'Neill surname, and we took the artist Liam O'Neill from Dingle, and we took him right up to the north, right up to Green on Alloch, up to Inish Own in County Donegal. And there we were. That's the royal site of the O'Neills in Ireland, if you like. And there we were able to see, so it's up on a height. I don't know if you've ever been there. You're looking down on a landscape beneath you. So these high kings were very clever people. And on the right-hand side, I was looking out. I can see Inishowen and all of that side of Donegal and the sea. You can see if anybody's about to come in and attack you. And on the left-hand side, you can see Tyrone. And so we were going, isn't this amazing? This is there. He's watching from up here back in the 6th century. And then we discovered, we were just chatting about it. Tyrone as Gaeilge is Tyrone. Donegal are called, they're called Muncher Tyrchunnel. And in actual fact, Tyrone is Tyrone and Tyrchunnel is Cunnel. So there's two dynasties there, the dynasty of Owen and the dynasty of Cunnel. And that's held in the place names. You know, and you don't think about that until you're standing somewhere like that and you go, Jesus, that's incredible.
Yeah.
You know, so it actually is, it's very real for people when you're there on the day and you're going, Jesus, you do feel like 6th century history is real and you probably are a part of that story. It's, yeah. It's highly unlikely that you aren't, to be honest.
So, but say now a certain proportion of the population have names that would be Norman in origin or perhaps Viking in origin. Mm-hmm. But the ones that go back, how far back can the original Irish, if you like, for want of a better phrase, names be traced? Is it as far back in the 5th century? Is it before that even?
It's before. Well, that's also very interesting because we didn't have surnames apparently until 900 AD.
Mm.
So we didn't actually use surnames. So what we used then was, so say, for example, I'm from, you know, the west of Ireland, a Gaeltacht region, and I would be known in my area as Breed, Inin, Johnny, Hion, Tommy.
Yes.
So that goes back all those generations.
Yeah.
So that's the system that we used before we used surnames. And apparently we started to use surnames. It's documented around 900 AD. The genealogist Edward MacLeizet has done a lot of work on that. And there's lots of writing about it. We didn't have surnames until then. And that's because the population started to get bigger. And we started to, you know, surnames then started to describe you, to help identify you. So I'm just looking at like things like Macula Isa, which is McAleese, our president, our once upon a time president. That's the servant of God. Machdul, MacDowell, the black stranger. So they were used to physically describe you or to tell you something about you, to tell people, you know, if you're bald, if you have red hair. There was loads of different. So they often used physical descriptions. And then, so that's how old they are.
That's extraordinary. Yeah, Breege, thanks a million for speaking with us today. As I say, Shlena, that's on Sunday on TG Cahir at 8:30. That was Breege Yoga there, the series producer.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.